Welcome to What Am I Looking At?, a podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. In my final episode about the Aberdeen Bestiary, a 13th century illuminated manuscript that includes entries about the behaviors and traits of animals and a select group of plants, I will be focusing on the pelican. Located after a discussion of the cedar tree, a conifer of Lebanon that was given numerous religious associations, the entry on the pelican begins with a quote from Psalms 102, the prayer of the afflicted. The line, "I am like a pelican of the wilderness," is meant to recall the animal's supposed isolation in the marshes of the Nile River. In its solitude, the text compares the bird to Christ, being, quote, solitary because it's free from sin. The life of Christian hermits were in fact meant to be modeled on this animal's segregation, the text describing how the pelican cannot be made fat by food, as its stomach digests quickly and nourishment is only meant to sustain, much like the hermit lives on bread, but, quote, does not seek to fill his stomach. This supposed litheness of form can be seen in the image that accompanies the entry on the pelican, although the subject of the depiction is a much stranger moment from the life of this bird. On the top of folio 35, a rectangular area has been cordoned off by an elaborate frame of red and blue designs, composed of intertwined vegetal forms and the straight diagonals of three diamond-shaped zones. In each of these spaces, a vignette featuring pelicans takes place. Depicted looking more like eagles than the long-beaked birds we know from the waterside, in the first scene, a larger bird is being attacked by three smaller versions of itself, the minis pecking at the neck and body of the elder bird. In the second scene, we see that the larger bird has ended the attacks, two of the smaller pelicans being already dispatched on a rock, and the third having its life ended with a beak around the neck. In the final scene, the smaller birds have been revived and seem to fight over a liquid that's coming from the larger bird's chest. What is even happening here? According to the text, quote, "When the pelican gives birth and the young begin to grow, they strike at their parents in the face, but their parents, striking back, kill them. On the third day, however, the mother bird, with a blow to her flank, opens up her side and lies on her young and lets her blood pour over the bodies of the dead, and so raises them from the dead," end quote. A graphic start to life, the origin of this narrative was likely a misinterpretation of the regurgitation of food that pelicans enact with their young. For the writers of this bestiary, however, the pelican's use of blood to resurrect was seen as a parallel to Christ, and the reason you can see pelican nests atop many a medieval cross. What Am I Looking At? Is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.